Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Marty has the day off today. Michael Bartley and the Supreme Court, the breaking news everyone's talking about now. The Supreme Court, which normally a lot of times sides with the President of the United States, 6-3 decision today, limiting him on tariffs, that he can't use an emergency law to impose tariffs. The Constitution says the power to set tariffs is assigned to Congress. Is this a bigger issue? My guest right now is Will Huhn, professor of law at Duquesne University, a constitutional scholar. And Will, you also teach separation of powers. I appreciate the time this morning. What's the significance of this ruling? I take it you're probably not surprised.
Michael, I am a little surprised. You're absolutely right. The conservative majority on the Supreme Court, which is 6-3, usually votes in favor of, in support of President Trump. But this time, Roberts and Barrett joined the other justices and ruled against the president and said he doesn't have the power to unilaterally impose tariffs. He's got to have authority from Congress to do that.
And so does this, to me, and maybe I'm reaching, but doesn't this say that bring on a wider issue of the Trump administration normally pushes the envelope to try to do what they want to do, and the Supreme Court is saying, no, you can't?
Oh, yeah. No, this is a huge decision. The political implications of this and the future direction of the country are absolutely at stake. And we're seeing a very surprising decision out of the Supreme Court. And it's certainly consistent with the Constitution, though, Michael. The Section 1 of the Constitution, the first substantive words of the Constitution, says all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States. And the Congress has the lawmaking power. They're the representatives of the people. The president does not have the authority to make law. The president only has the authority to enforce the laws that are adopted. And the Supreme Court comes down very strongly in favor of that principle in this case.
Will, what ramifications does this have on future decisions of the Trump administration, whether, you know, international affairs, the economy, anything like that, when and it's no secret that members of Congress have been frustrated with him, I'll use the word circumventing them on numerous decisions.
Well, what has been unusual over the past few years is that it's very different from what the framers thought would happen. The framers, when they created the United States government in the Constitution, they thought that Congress would jealously guard its powers against a president. We had fought against a king. We had rejected monarchy. We took, you know, as a country, the basic principle was that laws are made by the people, not by our leader, you know. And they never thought that Congress would lay down and let the president run things without law. The Supreme Court is now standing up and saying to Congress, this is a message to Congress as much as to President Trump, use your powers. Stand up to the president. You people make the laws, and it's up to you to decide whether or not you want tariffs. You can't just let the president impose tariffs and then lie down quietly while he does that. No, it's up to you. If you want tariffs, then adopt them in a statute.
Easier said than done, I think, because of political concerns and Trump's friends in Congress in terms of standing up to him, right?
Well, that's true. And we're looking at an impending war with Iran, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to allow the president to declare war on behalf of the people of the United States against the nation of Iran? I don't like what Iran is doing. I don't want them to get an atom bomb. I don't think anybody does. But what is being contemplated is an act of war. And is the Congress going to lie flat on their back and allow the president to get us involved in a war? If they want a war, if Congress wants a war, then get in there and vote for it. But if they don't want a war, the president shouldn't be allowed to start one.
Because the Constitution, and you're the constitutional scholar, not I, the Constitution affords Congress the authority here.
Yeah, Congress has the power to declare war.
Mm-hmm.
That's a basic fundamental power. The president does not have the power to declare war. We had hundreds of years of kings, you know, declaring war, and we've seen dictators do that, you know, time and time again, right? They start wars for their own personal reasons, and they drag the rest of the country along with them. Well, our country decided right at the beginning that that wasn't going to be the case with America. If we're going to have a war, it's because the people, the people's representatives, by a majority in both houses, vote to have a war, either a declaration of war or what we've been using more recently is an authorization for the use of military force. We don't have one in this case. You know, there isn't one in this case. And yet the president appears to be planning to start a war. And this decision may serve as a reminder. And we don't know what Roberts and Barrett will do next time.
Gorsuch joined the majority today.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Gorsuch, too. Yeah. Will they stand up against the president trying to unilaterally start a war? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
I know. And nonetheless, this was a shot across the bow that, yes, we have separation of powers in the Constitution, and you can't do what you want to do all the time. That's the deal. Will Hewn, this clarity, go ahead. You got the last word.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's to protect our freedom, of course. Mm-hmm. We have a limited government. We don't elect a president to be our dictator for 4 years. No, no. Mm-hmm. The president has to follow the law. Sorry, Michael.
No worries at all. Will, I tell you that your expertise here today was so great and given us clarity. Thank you so much. From the Duquesne University Law School, who teaches separation of powers, and the Akron School of Law, Will Hewn. I truly appreciate it. We'll hear from you again. Thanks, you. Thanks, Will. All right. Thanks very much. So you bet. Will Hewn. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.